11. My Story. Answering the Phone. Page 61.
I stayed in New Zealand for a month last summer. I stayed with a family called the Bennetts. One day, I was home alone. My host family had gone shopping. The telephone rang. I didn't know what to do. The phone rang and rang and rang. I thought it might be something important. Maybe my host family was calling me. I decided to answer. I picked up the phone and said, "Hello?" The voice on the phone said, "Is Mr. Bennett there? This is a mandolin." I couldn't understand. A mandolin? The musical instrument? I asked, "A mandolin?" The voice said, "Yes, a mandolin." I still couldn't understand. Were they selling musical instruments? Were they going to deliver one to the house? Was it a joke? I decided to take a message. I said, "Mr. Bennett isn't here right now. Can I take a message?" The voice said, "Yes, please. It's a mandolin calling." I didn't know how to spell mandolin. I said, "Can you spell that, please?" The voice said, "AMANDALYNN. Ah, it was Amanda Lynn, not a mandolin. Now I understood. I said, "I'll tell Mr. Bennett you called." Amanda said, "Thank you." I did it. I took a phone message in English.